You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We now have Paul Goldsmith on the line. Can you hear us?
Yes, g'day. How are you?
Hello, good, thank you. Glad to see that all worked out. We just want to talk a bit about this new capital report, which was released a couple of days ago. First of all, what is your initial response to the recommendations?
It's actually a pretty useful document. So they're asking the broad question, and this is not a government report. It's something that's been commissioned by the industry through the stock exchange and also the regulator, the FMA, asking the question, what can we do to increase the flow of investment and savings in New Zealand so that we can grow our economy? So that's the right question to be asking. We had a similar review done when National was in government back in 2010, and that led to a whole lot of useful changes. And so, we think it's a good discussion to have. I wouldn't agree with every single proposal, but they've got some good ideas in there.
What are your thoughts around the KiwiSaver settings proposal, especially around the suggestion that perhaps individuals could invest in multiple different areas?
Well, the thing that the issue that they're trying to address is that KiwiSaver accounts are growing steadily, and there's some $40-odd billion invested across the many KiwiSaver accounts that Kiwis have, including some of your listeners. And but one of the rules for KiwiSaver is that, and it came about in order to have competition, is that people should be able to switch between providers quickly and easily. But a consequence of that is that that the providers who've got the money need to be able, obviously, to have the cash to pay if somebody wants to shift to another provider. But if you're invested in a long-term infrastructure project, for example, that isn't easily, you can't sort of just get the cash immediately to do that, then that means that KiwiSaver funds tend to invest only in what you call liquid assets, things like cash, bonds, and stock exchange traded goods. And so their basic idea is to say, well, why don't we give more flexibility for some KiwiSaver people to say, well, why don't you enable people to invest in private equity, which is not on the stock exchange. It can't be cashed up quite so quickly. And the quid pro quo is that you have a longer time before you can switch between providers. So it's quite a sort of a technical argument, but I think it's the right question to be answering. I think we should look into that quite carefully, and on the surface of it, it makes sense.
And why do you think it's important to grow the size of New Zealand's capital markets for both businesses and the individual?
Well, ultimately, we hear quite often most New Zealanders I meet want to have access to the best quality healthcare that they can. They want to have access to the latest cancer drugs. They want to have a whole lot of things which rely ultimately on a good, strong economy, and so that we make a living in this world. And it's not sort of handed it to us as a right. We all live in a highly competitive world, and so the New Zealand economy needs to be strong. Where do you get jobs and growth and opportunities for people to have exciting and satisfying jobs? Well, it comes from somebody somewhere making an investment, whether it's to start a business, hire a new person, take a risk, and take on a new venture. And so the more that we enable funds to be available for the investment in new companies and enterprise, the more we have a chance to grow the economy. And so the idea of this task force is to ask, well, how do we broaden the pool of funds available to us, not just the international ones, but also our domestic pool of funds. Mm. And, you know, Kiwis typically haven't been brilliant savers. Well, we have tended to focus on residential property, and that's all well and good. But in terms of financial assets, you know, we think broadly speaking, it's a good idea to encourage people to save and to be a little bit more financially literate in how they go about doing that. So, you know, that's why I think it's important.
Mm. And you think that some of the recommendations here will achieve that, especially in raising the level of individual participation and engagement in capital markets? Because there was some trends.
I mean, ultimately, it comes in cycles. When I was at school in the 1980s, there was a great stock market boom, and people were getting into that big time, and a lot of people kind of lost their shirts in that process, and so it was a painful experience for a lot of people. So understanding the relationship between risk and reward is a very fundamental lesson, and a lot of Kiwis went through that similar painful lesson with the finance companies through the global financial crisis a decade ago, where people were offering very high rates of return or interest in finance companies, and people were happy to receive that, but they weren't really registering the amount of risk they were taking on, and people lost their savings. So, you know, the more New Zealanders have the opportunity to
be engaged,
think about their finances and their long-term finances, the better. And the KiwiSaver process, for better or worse, is building up reasonably substantial funds over time if people are engaged. And so we want to encourage people to be saving, but also thinking about it, because there is a slight tendency for people to sign up when they start work and sort of never think about it again. And so it's important that people are thinking about what kind of fund they're in, whether it's conservative or balanced, and what's the difference between the two, and what's my risk for appetite, and what are my goals, and what are my plans. The regulations around that can help and hinder. And, it is a complex area, and quite often well-meaning parliamentarians can bring in legislation that has the exact opposite effect of what they intended. And so you've got to keep asking yourself on a regular basis, have we got the settings right, and what more can we do?
Mm. And one last question before we wrap it up. You made a comment around how business confidence is an important area in order to help grow our capital markets. And you mentioned that it's really plummeted under this government. I'm curious, could you just summarise your thoughts around that briefly?
Sure. Well, I mean, look, again, so where do people get the opportunity to have a good quality job? Well, it comes from somebody somewhere making an investment. Likely to make an investment if you feel broadly confident about the state of the economy. And that's why confidence and investment are linked. We've seen a calamitous drop in business confidence in New Zealand in the last couple of years, to levels, literally going back to the global financial crisis. Mm. And this is at a time when we should be doing well as a country. Our actual export prices are very high. We should be doing well. And I think the three basic reasons for that are, one, this Labour New Zealand First Greens government keeps adding costs at every turn to businesses, and they're struggling with that. Secondly, they've created colossal uncertainty with 230-odd working groups where they've tossed everything up into the air, and the natural response for investors is to keep their hands in their pockets and just wait until the dust settles and people know where they are. And so that's the second thing. The third thing is that the government's demonstrated rank incompetence in some key areas, such as Kiwi Build, where they promised to build all the houses and it completely failed. And in transport, where they've come and cancelled a whole lot of projects that were ready to go and replaced them with a whole lot of projects that aren't ready to go and won't be for 5 years. And so a whole bunch of people that were invested in construction and building roads and things have now got nowhere to go. Mm. So that I think is why confidence
and
is important.
Yeah, one final thing as well. Do you not think that the general slowing of the global economy has much to do with business confidence as well?
There's an element, there's an international element. There's all sorts of global uncertainty out there. The thing I come back to, though, is the prices that New Zealanders are getting for their products right now are at historic high levels. So while there's all sorts of uncertainty out there, we're actually in a sweet spot and should be doing well. And so the domestic uncertainty is the real problem.
Mm. Thank you so much for making time and talking with us this morning. Glad
Absolutely.
That everything went smoothly there. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. That was a national finance spokesperson, Paul Goldsmith, just talking about the new Growing New Zealand's Capital Markets 2029 report.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.